listening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on March 5th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Chanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about intra-violence in the MTC party.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening we are talking about violence rocking the MTCT.
About 15 people were hurt, some of them seriously, when rival factions clashed yesterday at the MDC regional offices in Zimbabwe's second city, Bulawayo. A group allegedly linked to the acting MDC president, Nelson Chamisa, is said to have attacked party members aligned to Vice President Thokozani Kupe in broad daylight.
Chamisa and Kupe have been fighting over the control of the MTCT following the recent death of founding MTC President Moken Tsvangirai. Chamisa was endorsed by some top organs of the party as the acting president and 2018 MTC Alliance presidential candidate.
However, Kupe maintains that she is the acting president, claiming that Chamisa broke party rules to get the post. What will it take to end the MDCT clashes?
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us right now at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Ekubandla le MTCT siyakwazi ukuthi ke kulabantu kobulawa yabachayiwe sibili bekhona ngale maofisini MTCT lapha sikhuluma ke ngalabo okuthiwa bakuhlangothi kubicele le MTC elisekela unkosazana Thokozani Kupe kuzobuya abanye labo okuthiwa ke basekela umnumzana Nelson Chamisa yibo okuthiwa bahambe khona ngale bafika ke baphosa amatshe kwathi abantu abaningi balimala abantu abangu 15 sibukuthiwa balimele abanye bangkhona balimele okuzwayo. Kodwa ke esifuna ukukhangela kakhulu ukuthi pho kuyiwa phambili kuthiwani kubandla leli kambe kuzoba lokukhulumisana umlotha na kumbe vele kuyahlala kunjalo ngoba abanye bathi kwenzakala konke lokhu ngenxa yokuthi kukhangelwa uhlangothi olulodwa kumbe ngithi umhlobo wodwa yongane uyagongodwa singazi abanye bathi hayi asikho khonokho so asiphoqeni izulu kandaba ye wande kunjalo fowethu.
Ndiri pangu Mr. Dube makadini zvenyu.
Chapter 40. Yeah.
Nyaya yedu yanhasi inyaya isinganyatsonakidza nokuti tanga tangova nemorari uya kungoti zvinhu zviri kufamba zvakanaka tiri kuenda kusarudzo violence vanhu vese vanga vashara kuti hatidi violence mazuva apera boka rebato rezanu PF ndo raimboita sori nopomerwa mhosva dzekuita zvemhirizhonga. Asi zvatava kuona iko zvine zvimu MDCT zvichanyatsonakidza nokuti kurwisana kwacho kwaita sokuti wande. Nhasi uno tiruda kutarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu muMDC T zvikuru sei nyaya dzokurwisana kuri kuita vanhu vebato rimwe chete zvinazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka. Nokuti kune vamwe vanoti vanosapota vachamisa vamwewo vachiti vanosapota Thokozani Kupe saka panyanzvi kuti vaita zvinhu zvose pamwe chete sevanhu vebato rimwe chete pavanokurwisana ipapo nenyaya iyoyi kunyange vabati vezvigaro mubato iri vamwe vanonzi havachakwanisa kuita basa ravo nokuti vanzi havasisiriwo vari kuita pakabiswa vamwe vamwevo vanongonzi iwewo hauchataura zvinhu zvichataurwa naningi saka zvose izvo zvichati zvakanaka nezuro kwekare koko kwakaita rally kuchinoi asiva mwewe po karimwe chetero vanga wani omusangano kublawayo saka hizo zvinoratidza radiza kusawira na kukuru kuru kuramba kuchendere ramberi toda utititari senye yacho nasi tiwene kuti zvinga afambiswa sei uye zvekuti runyararo kungauya sei mumapoka iwayaya.
Thank you so much Mr. Wande. We have got our first guest and that is Mr. Mlandu Ncube who is the MTCT youth chairperson in Bulawayo. Mr. Ncube, good evening and welcome to the program. Mr. Ncube, can you hear me? Hello, Mr. Ncube, Mlandu Ncube, can you hear us?
I think I can hear you.
Are you on the line, Mr. Mlandu?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Thank you so much. We're not hearing you. So tell us, what is going on in Bulawayo? You know, we know that there are some people that were actually attacked. And some pointers are saying Mr. Mlandu Ncube was leading the group. Is that true?
That is a lie. Yesterday, I went to the office around one, which is the MTCT provincial office, as the provincial chairman, attending a meeting which was there, which was called by the vice president, Madam Ku. So when I got there, when I was about to get into the entrance, I saw some faces that I know, and these people are not members of the MTCT Youth Assembly or any wing in the party. So when I wanted to force myself to get in, those people refused me. So when they refused me, when I was still trying to negotiate with them to get in, a brick came from inside the office, and it came out and hit a car that was standing outside. And the driver of that car drove fast using the reverse gear. He wanted to run me off, and then I ran away.
Mr. Ncube, can you clarify this for me, please? You said the brick came from inside the office?
Yes.
Oh.
And it hit the car, which was standing behind me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened. And when I tried to escape the vehicle, the driver of the vehicle started to run after me. He wanted to run me off. And then immediately there, I then went home, later to be called back and find that some members of the youth assembly who were attending the same meeting were injured, and they were already beaten using those stones that were coming from the office.
So are you saying these are not MTCT members that actually attacked others who were attending the meeting?
Yes, because, for instance, I can give you an example of a guy called Mtokozi Zincube. The guy who left MTC in 2015, he's our former secretary from Mpopo Mapelandaba district. So even if everyone can buy the chronicle today, the guy is in the front page. So what was he doing in our office? He was actually the one who was manning the gate. He's not part of our security, neither is he close to any structure.
Mr. Ncube, earlier today, I spoke to Mr. Obed Gutu, and he indicated that the people who attacked the offices were indeed MDC party members. Now,
it's unfortunate. I don't know which MDC does he refer to, because first of all, how does he find himself in Bulawayo? When we were called to the meeting, we were told that this meeting is made up of structures from North, South, and Bulawayo. So, and after all, yes, he was suspended by the National Council. And I don't know what he means when he says MTC. Maybe he has got his own MTCT. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm the chairperson of the province.
Mm-hmm.
The members of the Youth Assembly and the members of Mayming were locked outside.
So you can see, Mr. Ncube, why the nation is sort of in a quandary, because now we don't know who to believe. The people don't know who to believe, because if they go to somebody else, they give a different version from that given by another. So it's quite confusing, and we hope that by the end of this program, we will have come to some understanding so that people can go ahead and do whatever they want to do in terms of supporting their political party.
Thank you, Mr. Wande. I think we've got our second guest, and that is Professor Shakespeare Amauswa. He's at the Mulungushi University in Zambia. Mr. Amauswa, how are you?
I'm fine, Wande. How are you?
Yeah, we are all fine. So I think Wande can pose that question now.
Dr. Kube na Obed Gutu va kuda pachena kuti ivo vane chibandiko chavo cheMDC. Ma kubira zviri kuitawo zviri kuratidza kuti saka kubuda kwekuzoita mirizhonga uku yanya yekuti vanhu vari kurwira kuva nekuti vave varivo vari kushandisa maofisi esangano iri. Zvinoitika wo zvakare zvandiri kuona zvokuitika mubato reMDC chingangopedza nyaya yose iyi pane zvinhu vanongati kuda zvitatu zvinogona kuchimwe chezvitatu ichocho chikaitika. Chokutanga ndechekuti mapurisa emuZimbabwe anofanira kuita basa ravo osunga vanhu vari kunzi vakonzera mhirizhonga. Ndo chimwe chinhu chinogona kuburita kuti vari kunyanya kukonzera mhirizhonga idzi vanani. Chechipiri chinofanira kuitika ndechekuti zvinoita sekuti vanhu vari mubato reMDC havasi kutaurirana asi vari kushandisa mhirizhonga kuratidza kunyunyuta kwavo. Ndo zvinogona kunge zvimwe zviri kuitika. Pashaika mutonge gava anokwanisa kuenzanisa vanhu vakaita saDr. Kube neavo vanotsigira vachamisa. Pakawanikwa munhu anomira pakati achienzanisa vanhu vavo zvinogona kufamba zvakanaka. Chimwe chechitatu chingangovapo ndechekuti kana sekutaura kwaita Dr. Kube vachiratidza kuti ivo vane rutsigiro ruzhinji rwakawanda, zvinoratidza sekuti vanga vachiratidza kuti ivo vane chisimbi chavo cheMDC chavanotungamira chakasiyana nechavachamisa. Zvakungodiwa kubuda pachena kuti vanhu vaite separation kana kuwirirana kwaramba vochirega kurovana, nekuti ivo tikuona vakuru ava vakaita savagutu vakaita saDr. Tokozankuti kubva kunyange kubhoera hapana patakaona mavanga avo, asi tiri kuona vadiki vari pasafu mayuti avo ndo akakuvara. Saka zviri kushamisa kuti sei ivo havana ndo vari kurohwa saka havana kukuvara. Saka zviri tiki hazvina tozviriki chitouyawo kuna ivo vatungamiriri veMDC vakaita savanguve vanga vachitaurawo vari kufanirawo kuti vatinatobudisa pachena zvinhu zviri kuitika, nekuti sezvamanga muchitaura kuti ruzhinji rweZimbabwe harusanatozivi kuti zvinhu zviri kumbofamba sei, ndiani ari kukonzera mhirizhonga uye ndiani ari kutaura chokwadi. Saka panoda kuti pagadzirise bato ravo rinofanira kuti rigadzirise nyaya yemhirizhonga iyo ipere. Kunyanya-nyanya mutungamiri webato iri vachamisa vanofanira kuchiratidza kuti mutungamiri anokwanisa kuve nemasimba ekumisa zvinhu zviri kuitika izvi. Kana vari kuita mhirizhonga ava varamba kuteerera vanofanira
kudzingwa. Okay. Yeah. Professor Amauswa, murambe zvenyu muri parunhare kunodzoka kwamuri mbaimbai. Jure. Mr. Amauswa here is indicating a few points that are of interest. you know, he says that it's now quite clear that Kupe and Gutu are now on one side,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the other to the other members of the, you know, mm-hmm. Top hierarchy. And this can also be seen in the way they are fighting for the control of the party property.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's already a self-fulfilling prophecy, mm-hmm. in the sense that each group knows that they, you know, the more they grab, maybe the better. They are not talking, he says, because they are using violence to express whatever thoughts that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And the constant claim of support, when Dr. Kupe says she has followers and Chamisa says I have followers, it's a clear divide that has been drawn, that there are already two camps in the party.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that poses a very difficult scenario already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sibuyele ke kubaba uMlando Ncube. Baba Ncube, nxa sisikhangela ke ngodaba lolu, like lahamba lina khona ngale emapholiseni, lafika la kubeka khonokho ositela ngakho ngoba abantu abakwazi ukuthi yilaba kumbe yilaba, kume njalo khona?
Siripotile. Ama-members e-Youth Assembly achayiweyo aripotile. Abalimeleyo sibaripotile, ama-medical report balawa. And siyathemba amapolisa azaxwayisisa udaba lolu. Ngi-responde futhi, uyazi, kuyamangalisa ukuthi umuntu obe ngu-spokesperson we-MDC onjengogudu at national level, uyabuye ethi yena inozi. He wants to identify ukuthi lana ama members e structures e MDCT at provincial level. Mina lo band lama organizers e ma provinces singekho ubazela ngabona abantu. Maybe utsho eyakhe MDC lo njoba yena wathi ethu say equity. So mina I still stand abantu abachaya abantu aso bantu be MDC. Unless ugudu engangitshela ukuthi umthokozi Ncube ukusiphi structure lapho khona ngizavuma ukuthi abantu be MDC.
So abantu laba kade bebangaki mzala?
Iqiniso lihle ukuthi ngibala ukuthi bebangaki. Ngabe ngilamanga mina engatsho ngibone abayi 10 ade bevale esangweni egedini. Iningi labo belibuye litholwe ngeroli. Iroli kaBhebhe bahle bafakwa phakathi kwehofisi. So bebejika amatshe bewakhiphela phandle. Ngoba khona vele amatshe esitaradeni laphana kawakho. Amatshe akhona ngaphakathi kwehofisi ngoba ayenzakala when isirenoveta ihofisi leya.
So singathi bebengafuni ukuthi lina lingene phakathi?
Bebengafuni.
So lina sabiselanga ngamatshe kumbe kugcine ngasaphosilut?
Mina ngihle ngasuka ngaya ngekhaya ngase ngibuya amayinti ade phandle sebelimele.
So when we talk about such an issue, Mr. Ncube, we know the gravity of such cases. So, when you reported this case to the police, so what indications did you make to actually bring out the truth out of this?
We really explained what transpired to what the abantu besijikijela siphandle, and the police are saying that I acquired this, and we are going to go to the police. So, the kind of thing from the bazaar, we are going to go to the police.
So, what are you going to identify the abantu bangone?
Yes, we identify them over umuntu at the posa amaji, umuntu undo doctor Alfred Ngu, and then I know how to structure the part. Kube lo mko komkulu, upep, uwe chikitela amaji, kacheng esitu, esebenzi, upume etu, istulo se plastic, esenzi hao, chikitela abantu nga. And then ilaba abanyi, jengo bangi chidukuti abantu abanga, sobe banta retu, asivaz, oda vendi shiranya na sivire dunye manyana.
Are you alleging that that Pepe was actually stoning people?
Yes.
Prophet Niko Pepe?
Yes, honorable Prophet Niko Pepe.
But he said, you know, at an interview with him, and he said, no, what he was doing was to, you know, try to cool down the temples, you know, all those kind of things.
Cooling down, which is a listener.
Okay.
How did he cool down? If he tried to cool down the temples, how did he do it?
Okay, so now who are we going to believe here, Mr. Mlando Ncube?
What must be understood is that there is a certain agenda. These people that we are talking about, Ngavantu Ateve, who have been refusing to attend constitutional organs of the party, which is the National Council. And I want to comment from the National Council because he could have been Pelelako. The National Council made a decision. And to be honest, about pure more 7 days to come and explain their challenges to as a standing committee, as a standing committee member. But honestly, there is no provision in this part where the leadership at the standing committee level can come and call branch members or a regional meeting at the provincial office without notifying the chairperson of Bulawayo, the chairperson of Matebele in the South, the chairperson of Matnot. I can say no, without notifying. After all, this meeting is not constitutional. So it's a side. This is why Ukutu, SPNA, those were members of the MTC, meaning to say they are on MTC, because honest, I'm the chairperson of MTC. A constitutional one, which could not clear what at Congress I voted for him. He knows it. But now I get to the meeting that he says, MTC, he refuses me inside. And they ask anyone in Bulawayo, they know who is the chairperson of the MTC. And then you ask them, what owned Uvenga? That's the question.
Yeah, so, okay, fine, Mr. Wande. What this guy is saying is that, you know, there are some people who are throwing stones all over the show. And he's actually claiming that Mr. Patnico Pepe is one of those people who threw a stone. Mr. Pepe, you are on the line right now. So, good evening, sir, and welcome to the program.
Good evening, how are you?
No, very fine. So, we are told here by Mr. Mlandu that you are actually participating in this stoning business. Did you throw a stone, Mr. Pepe?
Right. Can I quote a lot of things that I heard you say?
Yes.
If you go to the DC Constitution, the National Organizing Secretary is not cleared by anyone. According to the MDP constitution, the national organizing is in charge of all the structures up to the provincial level. The national organizing can actually call any meeting of all those structures at any given time. So I don't need to ask for clearance. If you read again the movement for democratic change, there is no way where it says a meeting has got to be cleared. And after all, if you are saying it has got to be cleared, it's cleared by who? Because there is no provision for that. So there is no clearance of a meeting. That's point number one. Point number two, surely, how does a person who is throwing a stone from outside the office, where the lecturer was, can easily identify that person through a stone? That's point number one. Point number two, the only time where I came out of that field, I jumped into my vehicle trying to save my vehicle and I drove off. So when did I throw a stone? And it's unfortunate that look, as long as people are trying to fix issues and then they start lying to the nation, lying to the public, lying to the world, it is not building anything. And after all, if you want to build, you engage. You engage honestly, without lying to people, then you are going to solve the situation. But going out on the air and lie, it is just unfortunate. It's not solving anything, but it's actually exacerbating the problem.
Thank you, Mr. Pepe. But before you stop talking there, did you make a report yourself about what happened?
Yes, I made a report, and my IR number is 22244/18 of yesterday. I really did that, make that report myself. And there is a document that is okay.
And I guess in that statement that you made to the police, you alleged that Mlandu Ncube is one of those people that were actually throwing stones.
Yes,
so
I did because what they did was they broke the front gate. And as I was coming out, I actually identified, because those are the people of the party that we know, I actually identified them. This is why I'm very confident that he was there. He was commanding, and for him, knowing that he was there and commanding, and for him to come and lie and say, I'm doing a stone, it's actually surprising. It actually shows the shallowness. It actually shows who, in actual fact, is causing problems within our party.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line, gentlemen. Let's give you a breather a little bit. Mr. Wanda, I think you can hear
this
what they're saying.
This is very interesting.
But
very interesting.
Then we've got a call on Mbongeni Stole on the line. Baba Stole, kunjani? Siyaphila kakhulu silabantu be-MTC lapha sikhuluma ngodaba lokujikijelana ukugongodana ngamatshe. So wena uthini ngodaba lolo?
Lolu daba lolo mina ngiyalisola kakhulu. Mina ngithi ngisola kakhulu ngisola wona abantu bakithi laba besindebeleni. Abantu bakithi esindebeleni bona bayenza into osuka nje benza into abangayazi. Into yokuqala nje ngo-2005 bayenza leyo nto oshibe ncube sababona waphuma kuthe ngo-2008 lapho ukhetho okwakufanele ukuthiwangilaalwine khona kodwa ngendlela yokuthi wabeqamukele phakathi abesindebeleni bawabodwa yikho kwayenza ukuthi i-MDC igcine ngalwini ekhetho sikubonile futhi ngo-2014 lapho kwaphuma khona utendayibiti because utendayibiti sebekhulumisene la-washman sebekhulumisene into esiyinkinga manje bebomakhuphe futhi yiwo abantu besindebeleni bona labobhebha baye baba bekhuthumile futhi kwi-MDC ngo-2005 manje bebuyelile kwi-MDC nguyo umuntu onguyelo mkhuhlane orongo osefuna ukufaka abanye labomakhuphe labolavu bomoya nguye umuntu oserongo manje futhi osefuna ukuthi futhi akhiphe abanye abantu badistephe i-MDC into futhi ezenza ukuthi igcine ngalwini lolelo khetho futhi ngendaba zabo emandebeleni into erongo abamamele khona lokho okuyikho sokukhulunywa yibona labo eharale khona lokho ngoba uthabisa uredi losekelo mina into ezoyitsho kuphela yukuthi maze ngafuni mabaphume ku-MDC once i-MDC sizobona ukuthi emandebeleni sizokhokhelwa ngobani thina esemandebeleni into ekhona sesisapota uchamisa yinto ezengiyicelayo mna njengami isapota uchamisa kanye la madebele nje wonke abasapota uchamisa ngichabezani u-p f bonke nje abakamduru bonke asisapoteli uchamisa nguye umuntu ozaba ngupresident ezimbabwe nje omutsha njalo nguye umuntu omutsha esimthembileyo ukuthi akhokhele into nje engiyicelayo ukuthi uma abukhuphe abazehlise ayiso sikhathi sokube lizikhundla lesi ngoba leyo nto vele abayilelayo ngeyo basayina already uchamisa sengeyomkhokheli ye-MDC leyo nto nje abasayilela nje ngayikho kanti futhi enye into bona bazoyenza njani kanti umhlangano abanye abantu belimhlangano lejinoyi lesishoneni bona bayezowabo kusho ukuthi lowo mhlangano kungekho emthethweni ngoba mankinyeza lo omunye e-MDC lo elidinga ubhanda naye uthi ubengawazi lowo mhlangano uzosokuthi abantu bashaya kuphela so kuyinto erongo leyo kokuthi bona bazozenzela imihlangano yabo bodwa abanye abantu nabo besenze yabo imihlangano bodwa bengakhulumisanabo kuyinto erongo leyo ngoba enye into ezogcina belimazana bona bodwa ngendaba
zokwezisezinekhomthethweni
bona moya yokubona ukuthi bona kurongo bakubona ukuthi kurongo mabaphume kadlele e-MDC kuphela ngiyabonga baba
esitole baba sibongile kakhulu so what Mr. Stole is saying is that you know the problem is emanating from the Pepe side. He says Pepe and Miss Kupe should actually leave the MDC because Chamisa is the true leader now and is urging everybody to back Chamisa. So I don't know whether you want to pose the question to Mr. Pepe, maybe in Shona or Mr. Amauso.
Yeah, actually I wanted to ask one question from each of the gentlemen. Mr. Pepe, problem icha perarini mirishonga yose iri kuitika iyi munofunga kuti muchaigadzirisa sei kuti isarambe ichienderera nokuti yasvika pasi zvisina kunaka iko zvinezvi zvaakutonyadzisa kunzwa mamwe mamwe mapato ezvematongero enyika achiti vanoda kuuya kuzogadzirisa nyaya iyi yekuti vanhu vomuMDC vasarwisana kudai muchaigadzirisa sei nyaya iyi vanhu vasati vanyatsokuvara
zvatinofanira kuziva chekutanga vanyorwa vanhu vasatiwa vanhu kudzidzikana kuti but in this case
can you move a little bit, Baba Pepe? Is this an answer category? If on Yako, still move it and then Baba. Still move it. Yes, so answer the Hala. Kubega give up. Kubega.
Yes, Baba.
No, I think Mr. Pepe's phone is giving us a problem. Mr. Pepe will phone you back right now. So maybe you can pose right. The same question to Mr. Amauso. Yeah. Then okay, back yeah. To Pepe.
Professor Amauso, muripo paraino?
Yes, muripo.
Muri kunzwa zvatiri kunzwa izvi kuti nyaya ichiri kure nokugadziriswa. Munofunga kuti chii chingaitwa kuti nyaya iyi ikurumidze kupora isaramba ichienderera sezvari kuita izvi nokuti sokunzwa kwamuri kuita kunodwana namativi maviri akanyatsodzika midzi vari kutaura vakasimba vachitaura zvekudivi kwavo munofunga chinofanira kuitwa chii kuti nyaya iyi itonhore zvishoma
Ma onira tin andinoita dezuti zvipachena kuti iko zvino ma sedza ma sedzataona ma zvione pane vazhinji kuti pane mabandiko maviri NDCT. So chigambo chingada kuitwa apa ndechekuti kana avo vari kufunga kuti ndo vanofanira kunge vari ivo vari kutungamirira NDC vari kuti vachamisa vakatora ngati masimba zvisiri pamutemo. Chekutanga chavanogona kuita kuratidza ruzhinji rweZimbabwe kuti ivo vanhu vakadzikama uyezve vane gwara rakanaka, votaurirana kana vachamisa nyika yozvoona kuti vabhebhe namaikupe vazama kutaura navachamisa zvaramba. Nekuti mashoko anobudawo kune vatungamiri vakaita sanavamudhuri vari kuti ivo vaedza nepavanogona napo kuti vagare pasi nanavabhebhe ivavo namaikupe vachitaurirana kuti tofambisa sei nyaya yebato ravo. Asi chiri kubuda ndechekuti ava havasina kutaurira vagutu vakasuspendwa nebato ravo, asi vanoonekwa vari kuBulawayo apo bato ravo richiita musangano kuChinoi. Saka chiri kungodiwa apa ndechekuti vanhu ava vanofanira kuziva kuti bato ravo rikutungamira nderevanhu, kana ngavataurirane kana zvaramba muchienda kumatare egosa anotonga nyaya voona kuti vari pachokwadi gerapi ndonga ndo zvinogona kuitika ipapo.
Profesa Hamauswa, tina vabhebhe varipo paline apa, toda kuti vambopindura zvamuri kutaura. Mr. Bhebhe, muri kutinzwa?
I can hear you loud and clear.
That's good. We can hear you so well. Manzwa zvatorwa vona na Professor Hamauswa zvekuti hamusi kuda kutaurisana asi muri kuita zvokurwisana, uyezve hapana umwe wenyu anoda kuteerera vamwe. Mumwe noumwe anongoti zvaangofunga ndizvo zvimwe kotoita ipapapa. Chii chiri kuitika? Muri kuzvifambisa sei?
Mira ndimhokudzosa nenguva yegukura hundi muna 1982. Vanhu vakaurayiwa kumateveleland. After vaurayiwa kumateveleland, kozonzi vanhu vafa 20,000, kozonzi we are taurirana. That is a wrong culture. Taakuona izvezvi kuMDC pane kuti in the first place madifferences edu taachifanira kutaurirana, asi zvatinoona ndezvekuti hapana kutaurirana. Vamwe vanongotora tsvimbo mugodzi ipapo vachiti tsvimbo mugodzi, havasi kumira vanongoti tsvimbo mugodzi voti huyatitaura, tsvimbo mugodzi huyatitaure. Hapana zvakadaro muupenyu kuti unorova munhu uchiti huyatitaurirana. Panotaurirwana they suppose kuti hai tine madifferences edu huyaitigare pasititaurirana, but hauti iwe kana mukaita madifferences oita tsvimbo mugodzi uchiti tsvimbo mugodzi chauti huyatitaurirana. Hapana zvakadaro, hazviitike zvakadaro, because where is the difference? Panofanira kuita dialogue, not kuita zvetsvimbo mugodzi. Now tsvimbo mugodzi yekuti ndoti tsvimbo mugodzi huyatitaurirana zvaakufanana nezvamugabe muna 1982 achiunleasha gukura hundi, kuti anoinlisha gukura hundi kutyityidzira vamwe akavatsvitidzira obva kuti huyaititaurirana. This is what we are saying, it is wrong. Hazvigone kuti zviite right, nyangwe munhu aine vanhu vakawanda. Hauite vanhu vakawanda kuti iwe ndaita vanhu vakawanda ndozorova ivowo vashoma. Unenge wachiva varovere chii ivo varirashuva vari vashoma, if you are claiming kuti vari vashoma? Vari vashoma tine madifferences, how can we sit down and solve our differences?
Yes,
than using single mugodzi.
Yes.
Hazvigone izvo.
Okay. Mr. Juve, yes. You heard what Mr. Bhebhe is saying. He's saying just like what happened in the Gukura Hundi era, where people were being brutalized on one hand, with the government or Mugabe on the other side saying, come, let's sit down and negotiate. Making a reference to that in terms that this is exactly what is happening again.
Okay.
The other side, we can extract from what he says that the other side of the MDC is perpetrating the violence, but on the other side they are also saying, come, let's sit down and talk. Mm-hmm. So that's the analogy that he's giving, which I don't know.
So as a follow-up, let's get hold of this gentleman that is on the line. And that is Mr. Vekezela Matuma. Baba Matuma, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila Dube, kunjani?
Siyaphila kakhulu, sibili ngena khonapha isikhathi iso sesihambile. Wena ukubona njani khona okwenzakala kwe-MTC? Njalo bangakhulumisana njani umlotha Matuma? Ngamafishane baba.
Ngamafishane sibili Dube. Eyi, lokhu kubuhlungu kithi esihlezi eceleni esilalele esikhangeleyo. Usucabanga ukuthi kumbizani yaloya, kumbizani itheni. Ngesikhathi ibhazalala kumele abantu sibambanini sibonke siyenzani. Yikho lapho isiqalo sokulwisana khona isiyinike i-advantage ongamelanga iyithole. Angazi ukuthi kushoda nga. Ngesingami sibili bengifisa ukuthi ngakuyavuma. Njengoba kwasokwenziwe kwayenziwa ngendlela eyenziwa ngayo ukuthi uShamisa sefakiwe lapha. Nga umama uKhuphe lo baba uBhebhe labanye bayakukhangela bekhangele phambili kulokukhangela eduze. Bakhangele muva lapho esavela khona ukuthi lapho esifuna ukuya khona sesikhathana okunganani. I-Congress ye-MDC ikhona ngo-2019 akula ndlela ezabizwa ngayo i-Congress nendlela okwenzakala ngayo izabuya ngo-2019 esiqala kwakhathi esisikhangeleni leyi i-problem esesile sikhathi esingaka silwisana layo sibona ukuthi kanti siyisolva njani ngoba kathi esinxa kunje sokucaca ukuthi sokungesinye isplit se-MDC esingeke sisibalekele isplit leso sisho ukuthi lama-voters azasplita futhi so ukuthi sithi sibili kukhona esiza kubamba ukuthi siqede udubo lezane uPF nxa kusizwa kanje ahambo nanokukhatshana kakhulu
ye so ngesikhiwa-ke nxa ngakubuza ukuthi how do they solve this problem Mr. Matuma
at the moment Dube I think a big damage has been done. It looks like the you know reconciliation is far from separation. I think we are heading really for another split in a regrettable split in the MTC. And as much as possible, some of us did not wish for that, especially at this moment. This was the time when everybody needed to unite and focus on what is left of ZANU-PF to just finish it off. You know, considering how far we have come, how much we've struggled to bring change to Zimbabwe. At the very last moment, when we thought things would be working out, that is when we started having squabbles and another split. So, but my take was, if it was possible, all those that are against the leadership that has been put in place, whether legally, constitutionally or not, but for purposes of Zimbabwe, they come down and reconcile and work with their differences as they are, but within the party, and not split, then wait for the 2019 Congress where they are going to sit down and sort all the issues around the problems within the party. I think that is my take.
Thank you so much, Mr. Matuma. Fuzwayo, Spongle Akulum Nunza.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, so Mr. Mladunube, there you are. I think Mr. Matuma has got a solution to your problems. Do you take it or you think you need to fight more?
No. We have never fought. I have never been on the fighting end. I have been saying, let's unite and work and remove ZANU-PF. If these three leaders from our region can be honest, I am the person who have personally met them and spoke to them about this issue, and they know my mind. That I am saying, the thing has been done. Honestly, we have had now there are two people. I don't think they are members of the MTC. They have made it very clear. That's what the National Council did. It did it. Now, let's work and go forward and wait for Congress 2019. No one has refused the Congress. But we are saying, the election is next week. We go for Congress. We are crying about funds. We use the same funds. So, what do we put first? The party president, the party position or the people of Zimbabwe first? So, we must put the people of Zimbabwe first and move forward. And before I say anything, remember during the split, Gabriel Chaiva was the darling of ZPC. And if you check the trend these days, you'll just have an answer. Someone has become the darling, given live coverage on ZPC News, but they can't cover the Chinoy riot. It then raises eyebrows from the people. That's something somewhere is wrong.
For those that are not watching ZPC, tell us exactly what you are talking about.
No, for instance, since yesterday, I'm told from 1 o'clock, my name has been being mentioned by one senior member of the MTC saying I'm the most violent person, I was throwing stone to his car, and so that is very clear. Someone somewhere has been given nice time on ZPC, and it's very clear. You know, when if you see the enemy giving you his jacket, what does that mean?
So, but what's the starting point, Mr. Mlandinqobe? What's the starting point for negotiations for you guys to get back together? Oh, this is it, you know?
No, I'm saying negotiations. As I told you, that there are two national councils that have been held. And we are saying, last time the council said the leadership must engage each other 7 days, 7 days was off. And the other national council was held and said 7 days. And also those 7 days are coming off. We cannot be standing on one point, but because we've got people that need to know what we are going to provide for them when we win elections.
Mm.
And we are saying, and actually, how do we negotiate with people who bring thugs, who bring people who are not members of the party to our party to so-called party program, who actually refuses that? If you want to negotiate, you must allow the person that you want to negotiate to the meeting, but you refuse the person to get into the meeting. I was refused. Even today, I wanted to park my car in the office. I was refused.
Thank you, Mr. Mlandinqobe. Let's see what people are saying on Facebook. We've got Ngobile Mabena who says, yeah, you MTC people, we don't care about you. The Mthwakazi Republican Party will win everything. Because you are fighting you people. Ndlovu Priska says, they must go and campaign for Chamisa and leave Makupe alone. Please, leave Makupe. Then Msunduzwa Ndlovu says, can you call me? I think we are going to call you, Mr. Msunduzwa. Tulani Nkiwane says, yeah, this thing is very ugly, as it is right now. Won't vote for certain people. And then Tandwe Mvunda says, already it's too late. MTCT has been beaten in the elections. Then Tendai Zenda says, extraordinary Congress, chete chete. And then we've got Ndlovu Priska again says, we can't unite. Why do they look down upon Makupe, the interim leader of the MTCT? This is what people are saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've got a caller there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tina, vamtsvakiwa muripo?
Vamtsvakiwa varipo.
Hey, makadini ko baba?
Tiripo ku studio 7 makadini.
Awa, tiri nani. Nyaya ndi anhasi inosiririsai. Tibatsirevo.
Chokwadi, ndinotanga nekukwazisa maZimbabwe pasi pese kwavari kunzvimbo ikoko. Ndikango kuita rusha pamhepo kuti Chamisa oye oye. Right? Pane nyaya inorwadza zvikuru maZimbabwe. Tiri kutaura kudai tiri musango. Iye muri kwamuri kubroadcasta muri ikoko, tinokudai mubroadcasta muri kwaChamisa kumusha uku. Pane nyaya iri kuita mai vedu vataida zvikuru vanonzi mai Kupi. Ende nina zvino tinovada mai vavo. But ndine urombo kuti pane vanhu vakazotandaniswa neyatinoti military junta iyaiya iri kutonga kumusha kuZimbabwe. Saka isusu zvedu hatishandisa masoja, tinongoshandisa zvinenge zvataurwa nemunhu watakasiyirwa nababa vatsvangirai akaita saChamisa. Mai Kupe tiri kunzwa, tinoverenga ende tiri kuvaona. Vane nguva yakati rebei vasina kuuya kana kusangana, uye tinovaona kana vachiti vapedza zvemuparlamendi havasi kuda kusangana nemastructures kana kuti nevamwe vavo vemuparlamendi kuti vaite kokasi zvekuti musangano wedu uenderere mberi. Patava kuda kusvika kwasara only 4 months kana ndisingakanganisi kuti tisvike kuvhota, Chamisa ainde mberi kwenyika. Saka zvaita Mai Kupe havasi kuteerera kubva vatangirai vachiri vapenyu. Izvozvi vatangirai vafa vanenge vari kuda, vanenge vasingadi. Vati tine urombo Mai Kupe vari kushandiswa nechikwata chevanhu vakaita sevamuri kuda navari pamhepapo, ava vekumukaiva Abednego Bhedhe nevamwe vavo. Ngavachenjerere mai vavo, tanga tichivada, but tine urombo. Vakatorerwa havo masimba Mai Kupe navaBhebhe. Saka isusu semaZimbabwe tiri kuti tiri kuita rally behind mukomana wechidiki watiri kuona anenge ane vision nemangwana redu maZimbabwe nevana vedu nezvizukuru zvichauya neni muri kuAmerica nemutava wese uri kwauri ikoko
nai vamutsvakiwa ndimbo kubatai muromo ipapo zvishoma amai kupe vari kuti ivo izvi zvinhu zvinofanira kugadziriswa maererano nezvakanyorwa mubumbiro romutemo weMDC kuti ivo ndivo vakasarudzwa navanhu ndivo vangafanira kubata chinzvimbo chokutungamira bato pari zvino ndivo pavari kumira napo ipapo havasi kuramba vari kuti ngazviitwe maererano nezvakanyoreranwa pasi mubumbiro romutemo webato renyu munoti chinyi kuna izvozvo
handisi kupikisana napresidendi kupe zvavari kutaura asi ndati pane vanhu vakavatorera teritori yavo muofisi mavo vakatendera mbavha dzemurume akambotiza pati akadzingwa navo maikupe
uyugebe
sori ndati ukandina urombo
ngatingotaura tingotaura zvati taura henyu
saka mutemo ndoo watiri kuda kutevera baba asi kubva takatarisa nekumonita kufamba kunoita vice president kupe kubva baba vatangirai vasati varwara kuenda kusouth africa mai kupe havanga vasingadi kuteerera purezidendi aiva mberi kwavo zvakazoita kuti baba vatangirai vachiinda kusouth africa kunorwara kusvikira vatorwa nerufu vati munhu anga ari padhuze navo achiteererawo maparty procedures akaita semukomana wechidiki kupe wavakaona kuti ane ruzhinji guri kumuteerera kuti pasi isafe ndo watiri kuteerera nyango nanhasi mai kupe vanga vasingadi kusvedera padhuze kana izvezvi kana mukazvitarisa tiri kuzviverenga tiri kuzviona havasi kuda kuuya kuti vagare pasi vaite izvezvi zvacho zvavari kuchemera zviri muconstitution saka handina shuwa kuti kana vachida zvemuconstitution zvotaurwa here pafoni kana kuti panhepfenyuro because havasi kuda kuinda kuchangirai house kuHarare uko kuti vanogara nevamwe pasi vagadzirise zvinhu murunyararo pasi yedu ipinde muvhoti tigohwina zvine mupindo saka maikupe ndinoona panenge vakazvibika navo mafuta
haiwa vamutsvakiwa tinotenda namashoko enyu it has got some issues here, but most of those issues are centered around Dr. Kupe. He says that she has not been participating in party issues even before Mr. Tsvangirai went to South Africa for treatment, and that even when Tsvangirai was alive, she was not really following Tsvangirai's orders, but instead she allowed herself to be misled by, he mentions Mr. Bebe, allegedly by people like Mr. Bebe, according to him. So he is asking, if she wants us to follow the constitution, why doesn't she come to the party? Why doesn't she visit the structures? Why doesn't she participate in party issues so that these issues can be brought up and then, you know, her concerns would be addressed?
Mm-hmm.
Why is she not coming to the party?
Thank you. Yeah. So
that's
now,
what he's
yes.
talking about.
Thank you, Mr. Wande. So now, let's turn to Mr. Pepe. Mr. Pepe, let's talk about first these allegations that you are the one that is actually in charge instead of Ms. Kupe, just briefly, and then secondly, the way forward. What happens next?
Actually, I don't know whether other people are witch doctors or sangomas. But look, I'm surprised if a person just dreams and says so-and-so is being cheated by so-and-so.
Mm.
I don't know that person. He might know me standing in front of the crowd, and how he thinks hoodwinking President Kupe.
Mm.
I'm surprised. I'm really surprised. That's his opinion, personal opinion of hatred. But anyway, before I say that, I have a serious problem with every Zimbabwean who undermines violence. I have a serious problem, which means we can say we want to grow democratically as a people of Zimbabwe. We will never grow because people don't want to address the cause of why we have got this problem. The major cause of why we have this problem is violence. No one wants to deal with the issue of violence. people just want to say people should sit down and talk. Right. Give you an example. People actually said those that are not coming for meetings should come within 7 days. We're giving 7 days.
Mm.
But within those 7 days, people have got the audacity of violating other people's rights. One, by beating them up. Two, by destroying their properties. Right now, if you look at their vehicles, how they are, surely, how then do you talk of people wanting to talk without dealing with the actual cause that is causing the problem in MTC?
Mm.
The cause is violence. If we address first the issue of violence, and everyone is satisfied that the issue of violence has been addressed in full, then people are going to sit down and talk. You cannot say perpetrating violence. At the same time, you are calling the victim to come and talk. It is the perpetrator that is calling the victim to come and talk. How then do you start talking about, settling scores when you have not dealt with the issue of violence?
I assume, Honorable Pepe, that's the reason why Towazani Kupe is not attending MTCT meetings. She's scared of her life, right? Is that true?
It's actually one of those things. Let me give you a revelation.
Mm.
When we're debating a decision whether to participate or not participate on seats that we have actually expelled members of the party from parliament, it was so embarrassing. President Kupe had actually to break down. She actually broke down because there were people singing right at the door of a meeting that were debating that issue, denigrating her name, denigrating her name. And they are saying, such kind of behavior, how then do you expect people to coexist when there's that kind of a behavior? Right. Assume there's a misunderstanding about alliance. Other people, because in politics, you make sound decisions by consultation. When you try and consult, you are actually, vanguards are sent, come and pick you up. And how then continue in a situation where you know that anytime I open my mouth with a different view, I will be beaten up? How then do you converse with that kind of view? Because in other words, you are saying, just come back, sit down, and keep quiet, and let things happen. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
So if you can't deal with straightforward issues, and then you continue saying people should come down and sit. How do I sit down with a person who is actually holding a gun on my head? How do I start?
It's
actually not workable.
Thank you so much, Honorable Pepe. So can we have a quick reaction from Mr. Malandu Ncube?
Okay, thank you. First, I want Honorable Pepe to tell me whether it is negotiation where you went to 15th Avenue and fetched up the guys who are washing cars to come to the office, which structure do those people belong to? And secondly, if you look what happened in 2005 during the split, we know who was leading in violence. If you happen to Bulawayo Congress in 2012, which ushered in Kotem as the chairperson, we know who was leading in violence. So the violent person is known. It's clear and
who
clear.
Who is it? Who is it?
Clear.
We don't know him.
It's Pepe.
Huh? Pepe?
It's Pepe. It's very clear. We still have got pictures and everything of him doing that violence. It's
Pepe.
Only that people leave him the time to come back and become the national organizing sector. It doesn't mean that we have forgotten what he did.
Let's get his quick reaction. Mr. Pepe, quick reaction there. Mr. Pepe?
No need to react to things that are awkwash. Otherwise, I'll be demeaning myself.
Thank you, Mr. Pepe. So I think we're for the caller.
Yes. Muripo erap. Tinotenda kuti maita mwe murefu makabatanyu. Titaurirewo zvamunofunga.
Chakufanga ndoda kuti kuna vabebe vasanga vari kundimba.
Yeah,
varikutaura maissues akadai handiti. Atange atiri tanga kuti asabikura hundi talibarism handiti. Chechipiri kune maofisi emusangano wenyu munokuziva. Inini muno hamangoti chese chaitika mumhanya. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, tikukunzwa aitaura henyu.
Chese chaitika munomhanya pasocial media. Zvakafanira kuti wakarwa nemukadzi wako mumba, mukadzi wako akamhanya pane sido, pane zvinotongeka here? Hapana handiti. Mukutemera kuti muda kutonga Zimbabwe, munoitonga here nepasocial media inini namai kuti hapatongeka Zimbabwe pakadaro. Serere mchema kwe wano, wano ndo wa sarudu, handiti mbrukona. Kana wano wa sarudu, mwuzi nda kama nubara kongresi, mwuzi tauri ya na handiti. Pana kuti parizu ino, mwuzi tanga uda ora za upendi za mwurumita, mwuzi ya zinitika. Kana pae ni bongo zozo, wano muna kangu tatipise, wese wano tete, rapata asuko nzele, kama kata zaza, kaya tika kuboera zeza. Pane wakanga wa ripo wangu wa ene msindo, wana nungu tatipise, rujiji roto tera, asipani kepae ni wana akon tere za msindo. Mampaka bozitari zozo, amuna kukutari za wapete, handiti. Chengi jamburu ngotarisa ndike ngoti aa mandevera azonzi kukura hundi usashandise kukura hundi hapasi pekushandisa kukura hundi ya muda kushandisa hapa chiripo pada kushandisa pungwa kuti muone chakonzi za msoro uteme chi hamusi kuterera zvekuda vanhu handiti muri kunzi makaterera vanhu zvigaro zvenyu but imi muda ngotenda kuti kukura hundi nekuti tiri mandevera haisiriyo nyaya musachemere hukuru.
Ya.
Mutumbira sapo zviri kudiwa nevanhu, handi vanhu.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Verudziro wenyu mambere vakadai vari kuda zvakati. Handi murikona. Tarisa izvi kuda vanhu, vano Zimbabwe 77 years vatingotema. Inini chete zviri muda kudzoro. Tasaipa muda Congress, asi hamutoka kuti maerections haane nguva yakaita sei. Tarisa ipa haane nguva. Mutasa zve Congress hamuri kuda.
Aiwa,
tati. Mutemera hukuru hamuri kuda kutemera, asi atari. Topedza, topedza.
Tinotenda zvikuru namashoko yavo Dube, you know, he is raising the issue that he is saying that when there are problems, people should not start talking tribalism or to invoke the Gukura Hundi experience. If these are party issues, they should be dealt with as party issues. He is taking exception to the inclusion of tribalism and the mention of Gukura Hundi to explain the problem in the MDC. He is also saying stay away from the social media. He's accusing Mr. Bebe and Kupe of always rushing to the social media instead of dealing with the people directly. So that those are the two things that he brought up.
So I've got Tendai Zenda who says the problem is a serious lack of understanding. Tsvangirai cannot anoint leaders. We stand guided by the constitution all the time. So now Professor Hama Uswa, is there any solution in sight for these shooting sites? Do you see anything being solved here?
Yeah. What I can see is there is a lot of anger which is quickly growing into hatred, which might make the solution more difficult. But maybe, can you allow me to highlight certain issues to Mr. Bebe? I hope he's listening. Number one, Mr. Bebe is claiming that he's the national organizing secretary. Now, he is busy with a section in Matabeleland, and for his own information, there are enough of people in Mutare, in Mutsi, who were also of the view that what Chamisa did was not the best way. So if they want to speak and focus on Matabeleland, what is going to happen to the people who were believing that they were right? What I think is they are supposed to go with what is now there, then they prepare for the Congress. As we can see, I did a small survey. NDCs, in terms of structures, there are many areas where there are no full structures, and they cannot go to the Congress without those structures. And it is Mr. Bebe's duty to do that. And when you look also at the voter registration in the Matabeleland areas, the numbers are not impressive, meaning that Mr. Bebe and the his police, they are not doing enough job right there in terms of mobilizing people to register. And then the other thing is the MDC right now has a good chance to defeat Zambia or at least to block Zambia from having to be the majority. I don't know what Mr. Bebe thinks they will get when they split from MDC. And the other thing is now, these guys, we are discussing the issue of violence, which is just a manifestation of big ticket issues.
No, thank you. Thank you so much, Prof. Unfortunately, there's no extra time here, Prof. Sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it here. We thank our guest this evening, Professor Shakespeare Hama Uswa, who's an independent political commentator, Mr. Mlandu Ngube, MTCT Youth Chairperson, for Bulawayo Province, and Honorable Abednego Bebe, MTCT National Organizing Secretary. Thanks also to listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying good night. Bye.
And I'm Chanono Kanwande. We'll see you again next time. Thank you so much for spending time with us.